USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Delta Airlines canceled about 100 flights on Sunday due to staff shortages and placed some customers in middle seats for the first time in a year. The airline said it had more than 1 million passengers in the past few days, the most it's seen since the pandemic began. Multiple people were shot, one fatally, in a Birmingham, Alabama park Sunday night. Birmingham police said there was an altercation among a group of men in Patton Park around 7 p.m. local time. The person killed was a 32-year-old woman. She is believed to have been a bystander, was found dead in the backseat of her car. The park was filled with families at the time of the shooting. Global stock prices rose to a 1.5-month high on Monday after data showing a surge in United States unemployment, while short-dated U.S. bonds came under pressure on worries the Federal Reserve may bump up interest rates sooner than it had indicated. The Stanford Cardinals defeated the Arizona Wildcats 53-54 in the women's NCAA final Sunday night. USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, but you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly healthcare bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You can save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose, too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Derek Chauvin murder trial will resume in Minneapolis, Minnesota at 9:30 a.m. Central Time Monday. Hunter Biden says when all is said and done, he will be found innocent from the suspected corruption discovered on his laptop just before the 2020 general election. Jeremy Scott from the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Federal prosecutors in Delaware revealed last December that they're investigating Hunter Biden's finances. The president's second son has denied any wrongdoing. He told CBS,
I'm cooperating completely, and I am absolutely certain, 100% certain, that at the end of the investigation, that I will be cleared of any wrongdoing.
You're 100%
certain? I'm 100%
certain
of it. And all I can do is cooperate and trust in the process.
Hunter Biden sat on the board of a Ukrainian gas firm, which is the subject of a corruption investigation. His overseas business dealings with Ukraine and China became the subject of the 2020 election after an article in the New York Post.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Can the United States really afford the president's infrastructure package? Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has more.
Republican lawmakers say there's too much money in the president's $2.25 trillion proposal for things other than infrastructure. Missouri Senator Roy Blunt said on Sunday that he'd like to see the plan reduced down to include just the infrastructure projects that have bipartisan support. Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves agrees. He tells CNN that while infrastructure is one of the vital functions of government, he believes the Biden plan will raise taxes more than it will build roads.
The problem with this particular plan, though, is although the Biden administration is calling it an infrastructure plan, it looks more like a $2 trillion tax hike plan to me. That's going to lead to significant challenges in our economy. It's going to lead to a slowing GDP, and it's going to lead to Americans losing significant numbers of jobs.
The national debt is now over 200% of the nation's GDP. Shall be infringed, shall not be infringed. The Second Amendment fight continues, as Jeremy Scott reports.
Epic Times reports a coalition of 22 states led by Republican attorneys general have called on the U.S. Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals to rule against California's attempt to ban magazines that hold more than 10 rounds. The legal challenge is led by Arizona and Louisiana's attorneys general. In 2016, California banned so-called high-capacity magazines holding 10 rounds or more. A federal judge later ruled that was unconstitutional. The Ninth Circuit's full 11-member panel has agreed to rehear the case.
Thanks for listening. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.